You are listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years in each sport. Today we are taking a look back at the top moment in women's basketball history, March 16th through 17th, 2007. After the ninth-ranked DePaul University women rallied from a 10-point deficit and advanced with a 67-61 victory over 10th-ranked Mary Washington University in the 2007 National Semifinals, the previous evening, the Tigers earned the university's first team national championship with a 55-52 victory over 11th-ranked Wash U at Blake Arena on the campus of Springfield College. After scoring 28 points in the semifinal game, senior forward Liz Bondi, who was selected as the Division III championship's most outstanding player, just missed a double-double with 9 points and 9 rebounds. Over the next week, several postseason honors rolled in for DePaul. Head coach Chris Huffman was named the Division III Coach of the Year by both D3Hoops.com and D3 News, and senior forward Liz Bondi was a second-team All-American selection by both D3Hoops.com and D3 News as well. The Tigers finished the season with a school record 31 wins against just 3 losses. Today we are joined by DePaul University graduate in 2007 NCAA Most Outstanding Player Liz Bondi. And Liz, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Liz, first of all, just going into your senior seasons, even with all the success DePaul had over your first years in Greencastle, coming off a year where the Tigers had fallen to hope in the sectional final, did you have a feeling or did your team have a feeling that this could be a special season?
I think everyone kind of goes into the season kind of hoping it's going to be a special season and with that goal in mind of winning a national championship. But I think kind of how we worked it was more focusing on the wins in the present in terms of our first goal was to win the conference and then to progress towards that. We didn't want to get ahead of ourselves. We really wanted to focus on what we were doing at the time. So I think we knew we had the team and the ability and the talent and the coaching staff to be able to do it, but we really just tried to focus on what we had at hand instead of looking so far forward.
You know, as I mentioned, Liz, 31-3 on the year with an early loss to Illinois Wesleyan and then road conference losses to Oglethorpe and Austin College. I know, even as you mentioned, Coach Huffman does such a good job of keeping her teams focused, but do you remember a moment, throughout the year that you or yourself or the team, you know, sort of had a chance to think that you guys really had a chance to make a serious run in the NCAA tournament?
I don't really know if there's an exact moment. I just think, you know, once we felt confident coming out of that conference tournament. And I think after that, we just really focused just on what we were doing and what we had to do as a team in order to achieve our goal. And that if, you know, we kind of looked at those losses and even some of our wins that were not, we didn't feel we played up to our potential, and we kind of analyzed that and looked at what we needed to do. So I think it was a kind of a culmination of every game throughout the season and putting it all together.
A year earlier, DePaul fell, as I mentioned, in the Elite Eight to Hope. How much did that loss, combined with the NCAA tournament experience you guys had had in the past, help sort of push and prepare this team for the run that you guys made through the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think it helps a lot. I mean, especially with some of the veterans. I mean, the year we won, we had a young team in terms of we had a couple freshmen coming in playing big roles. But for a lot of the veterans, and I know especially for me, I mean, it's one of those things where you remember those losses. And you remember what it was like for them to celebrate and win. And we wanted that for ourselves and for our coach and for our school. And so I think it's those types of experiences where you get used to playing in the big moments and winning and kind of getting those key baskets and key defensive stops that help you further advance in the tournament in later years.
You know, you mentioned a little bit, Liz, but just talk about sort of the unique makeup of this team as you look at it. You know, obviously there was great senior leadership with girls like yourself and Susan Dowdy and then, junior Kaylee Lowe's. But as you mentioned, a lot of underclassmen got playing time. Cassie Prusen, freshman Emily Marshall, and freshman Jenna Fernandez, a lot of young players that contributed to this team as well.
Yeah, and I think what made this team great was the sense that we had so many different types of players. I mean, we had a lot of great three-point shooting. I think Cassie brought a lot of great attacking, driving, a very aggressive play in addition to three-point shots. Emily and Jenna were such strong presence, you know, in the post in terms of rebounding and posting up. And Susie, you know, her assist records and all that, was able to dish out. So I think what was so great is everyone kind of had their role within the team, and it melded together pretty nicely. You know, we weren't all, we didn't just have great post players or just great three-point shooters. We just had good players all around that had different roles to fill in.
Well, you mentioned as you looked at the season heading into it, your senior year, you sort of took it in pieces, and one of the goals obviously was to win the conference. You guys cruised through the SCAC tournament, defeating Oglethorpe in the SCAC championship game. How much did that run in the SCAC tournament help to prepare your team heading into the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think for any team, you know, being able to go into the NCAAs coming off of wins against tough teams that we had in our conference always helps in terms of confidence and knowing that what we're doing is working. So I think that, in that respect, it really helps because, you know, I mean, if you come off of a loss, I think it's hard to necessarily get your momentum going again, whereas if you go through your conference and win, you kind of already have that momentum going in. So I think in that respect, it helped.
You host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, defeating Transylvania and Denison, one of the two teams that you faced in Denison earlier in the regular season that you also faced in the NCAA tournament. I know you'd had the experience before, but just talk about what it's like playing in the NCAA tournament in front of your home crowd at your home gym.
Playing at DePauw, you know, for the NCAA tournament is always a great experience. I think our school, you know, our fans, the professors, the community, they're all very supportive of, you know, the athletics programs at DePauw. And I remember, you know, in the past year and the year before that, we had huge turnouts. And I just think, you know, the energy they provide really helps fuel us and get us going. And so it's always great to be able to have those home games, you know, as many as you can get, because I think it can be such an advantage in terms of having that energy, you know, wanting to perform well in front of your school, having that kind of support behind you. So I think that really does help.
Obviously, with the two wins, you then move on in the NCAA tournament. You move on to face host Emmanuel, who you defeat, moving to the Elite Eight and facing Calvin. Just talk about, after defeating Calvin, having been so close the year before and losing to Hope, just sort of what the feeling was like knowing you had finally done it, you had finally made that push through it, and you were heading to the Final Four.
I think it was kind of a little bit of relief and disbelief. You know, we had troubles getting, you know, into that Final Four, obviously. In prior years, we always fell short, like you said, you know, to Hope, and Calvin is always tough. And so I think, especially when you're not playing at home and it's a different court that we never played on, I just think when you get through those rounds, it's just, you know, you've been training so hard and playing for so long and that whole week and you're just exhausted and finally win, it's just disbelief and just a little bit of, you know, you get that relief that you finally accomplished it, but then, you know, you enjoy that for a day or two and then you move on. So, it was a really, really exciting time for our team.
You mentioned, you know, the excitement and getting to enjoy that, but then moving on. Just talk about, in preparation for the Final Four, what's the one thing that you really remember Coach Huffman constantly reminding you and your team as you guys prepare to head into that Final Four weekend?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is just remembering how we got there. You know, it's one of those emphasis of staying relaxed and that we don't need to do anything different than what we've been doing. You know, we don't need to do anything extra, you know, because then you start getting to the point where you're trying too hard and you're trying to force things and it's not going to work. So I think the biggest thing was just really just trying to stay within what we've been doing the entire season and what got us to the point of being in the Final Four and not getting too excited, too caught up in the moment and just looking at it as it's another basketball game against an excellent team. You know, and our goals and our, you know, our strategies not changing. It's the same. So I think in terms of that and then keeping us relaxed played a big role in that.
Now, clearly, Liz, you were able to avoid getting caught up in the moment and stay relaxed. You had an outstanding performance in that semifinal game with 28 points to help lead the DU Tigers back from that 10-point deficit to Mary Washington in the national semifinal. Just talk about what you remember about your performance that day, and then obviously the feeling, knowing that you had made it to that national championship game and there was just one game left, what that feeling was like.
Well, I guess in terms of my performance, I don't remember a whole lot. It was kind of one of those days where everything felt right. I know the warm-up didn't feel that great previously when we had our shoot-around. But when you kind of get going, I felt like I was in the zone. So when any player gets in that zone, you know, everything seems to flow and work out well. And then I guess after we won that game, I just know, you know, we were so excited, but it was almost like, you know, we're not done yet. So it was excitement, but it didn't last very long because we had a goal in mind, and that's, you know, we wanted to win the championship. And we got that far, and we wanted to finish it off. So I think it was kind of put on hold a little bit, but we were still very excited.
Morning of the national championship, Liz, just knowing you were going to face WashU, you're facing off against them for the second time in the season. What sticks out in your mind most about your team as you guys headed to the arena? What was the mood like? What was your mentality heading into that game?
Well, I think we were just really motivated, really focused on what we needed to do. You know, we watched the film, we felt good about our game plan, and we knew that it was going to be a tough match. I mean, the WashU team that we saw early in the year was different than the WashU team that we saw later, and, you know, it works both ways. You know, the team they saw earlier in the season is different than what they're going to see. So it was basically a completely new matchup, even though we previously played them. And I just remember thinking it was kind of exciting because they were, I believe, our first game of the season, and then to finish off with the same team, I thought it was kind of neat. But I know we were really focused, we were excited, we were relaxed. And I think, you know, it just worked out well.
You know, obviously, you arrive at the arena, you get prepared, you go out for warm-ups, you go back into the locker room, coach sort of gives you your one last moment of instructions, and you go out for the national championship game, and the starting lineups are announced, and there's all the excitement, and I'm sure there's nerves as well. But what do you remember, if you do remember, that Coach Huffman said sort of in that last team huddle right before the tip of the national championship game?
I don't remember exactly what she said, but, you know, it usually revolved around the fact that we can do it. We're out here. We have to stay focused. You know, and we worked this hard to get here. Let's, you know, finish it off and go out working hard and hustling, you know, and giving it all we got. And her biggest thing was empty the tank. So when you go out there, you give 100%. And when you're tired, you come out. And then when you go back out, you give 100%. So I think her big thing was forget the crowd, forget the cameras, go out, play your game, and work hard and empty your tank.
You know, national televised game, Liz, obviously a very close game, tight all the way through. WashU has the ball at the end, down three, sort of a scramble, and the waning moments of the game. When the clock hits zero, the ball is tipped out. Just take me through that emotion, that feeling, knowing, you know, your senior year, the last college basketball game you were ever going to play, that you were a national champion.
I can't think of a better game to have as my last game. I mean, it was just so exciting, and I love, you know, when you get the close games, I always think that they're more fun. And I think those last couple minutes were kind of like a blur. I mean, it felt like the time was never going to end. Like the longest 3 minutes, you know, of the game, they were tossing the ball around. And I just remember thinking, just tip the ball away from somebody, get it in the air, try to use up some clock. You know, just don't let them get the easy shot, easy three-point shot, and do the best you can and don't foul. So, it was a little bit of a blur.
Being selected the Division III Championship's most outstanding player, just talk about that accomplishment and what it meant to you, Liz.
Well, it was always an honor because, I mean, there's so many outstanding players, you know, within Division III and that were involved in, you know, the Final Four. Well, I guess not really the Final Four, but, you know, the top four. And so being, you know, named MVP of that really, I think, says a lot, but I think it says more about my team in the sense that if I didn't have them dishing out the assists and helping me out, I wouldn't have been where I was anyways. And I think at the moment, you know, it was just so exciting just to have won the national championship that it was kind of hard to process that until a little bit later, but it was definitely an honor because, I mean, you know, even when you play against WashU, they had so many outstanding players, Murray Washington, NYU. So, I mean, just to be in it with those guys just really meant a lot to me.
You know, Liz, we've talked a little bit about the interview about the players on this team and sort of what made this group special, but obviously through your career you had the opportunity to play for Coach Chris Huffman, and she's had such an outstanding career at DePaul. Just talk about, you know, the respect you have for her, knowing that you were one of the senior leaders on her, you know, national championship team, her first national championship team, and how much she meant to you over your career at DePaul.
She's one of the best basketball coaches that I've had, and just what she was able to do with her teams, myself as a player. I mean, it's really remarkable, and I think her record, her coaching record speaks for itself. But, I mean, she had a way of motivating players, you know, wanting, I mean, we would go out on the court and we'd want to work hard for her, we'd want to win for her, and I think that says a lot. I think sometimes it's hard when players are just playing for themselves. I think it's got to be a little bit of a combo, and I think without her, the strategy, everything could have been different. And so I think that everyone who plays for her just has the utmost respect for her. And, I mean, she knows the game so well. And I think every player that goes through just improves immensely. And I know I wouldn't have been the player I was without her and the rest of her coaching staff. So I think that really says a lot in the fact that she's gotten to the NCAA tournament quite a bit. You know, she knows how to coach, and she knows how to coach in those big moments and those big games.
And finally, Liz, just, you know, as you've had a chance to sort of look back and reflect and look on that senior year and the run you made with that those group of girls, what are sort of the fondest memories, memories that you always have with you, that you take with you from not only that national championship game, but really through that run that you girls had throughout your entire senior year?
Well, I think a lot of the memories that you end up taking back are the ones that are kind of, I guess, off the scenes, you know, behind the scenes. You know, when we kind of have fun together, the road trips, being on the bus, different things that the team does, you know, after practice, during practice, just kind of having fun, being friends, and just having a good time. I think those are the ones that tend to stick out more than even the wins and losses. So, I mean, you know, when you have teammates singing, making up songs, and just having a good time, I think those are what you really, really remember.
Division III Championships Most Outstanding Player, All-American, and DePaul University graduate, Liz Bondi. Liz, thanks again so much for your time, and again, congratulations on the top moment in women's basketball and SCAC history over the past 20 years.
Thank you very much.